Hallelujah. So now our pastor's going to come forward. We're excited about Jesus. Would you all please stand as Pastor Russell T. Perkins comes to bless us with a word. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. If you would, just remain standing for prayer and reading of the scripture. And in a moment, with First Lady's permission, I'll add a little something to the announcement she just made about June 22nd. But let's draw our minds in as we go before the Lord. Get something in your mind that you're thankful about. Get something in your mind that you hope and expect God to do for you and your family. And Lord, and we're going to just give it. We're gonna give all of our concerns, hallelujah, and put it in the jurisdiction of heaven, because we're not supposed to carry all that. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We stand in awe of you, Lord, hallelujah. We know that your name is a strong tower, and the righteous can run unto it and be safe. Your word declares, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name shall be praised. Hallelujah. Our boast is in you, Lord. Our boast is in you, Lord. We lift you up in this place. Lord, have your way today. Bless everybody under the sound of my voice, Lord. Hallelujah. And let them hear, Lord, what you want them to hear. Hallelujah. From the very throne of heaven. Lord, bless, hallelujah, one by one. Everybody is here, Lord, hallelujah. The spoken request, the unspoken request, the quiet needs, Lord, hallelujah. The stuff they don't want put on Facebook, but the things that they want you to help them with, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, every snare be broken, Lord, hallelujah. Every spirit of unforgiveness be broken, Lord. Every yoke be destroyed, Lord, hallelujah, that your people might be free. Bless, Lord. Bless, please, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen. And the scripture is from the two different passages. It's 12 or 13 verses. 1 Corinthians 13, 9 through 13. We're breaking in toward the end of this chapter. This is known as the love chapter. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 9, for we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. The thing about it is that we're supposed to have childlike faith, hallelujah, but we're supposed to put away the toys. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. Hallelujah. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. Y'all know that charity here is agape love. It's God's unconditional love. Faith, hope, charity. Faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Psalm 139, I'm just going to read 7-8 verses from that. A psalm of David, verse 1 through 6, and then 23 and 24. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my way, my path, and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it to it. And we're going to go from verse 6 down to verse 23 of that same psalm. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. You can be seated. For me, this is another straightforward message. Hallelujah. I'll give you the topic in just a second. But have you ever been somewhere, perhaps traveling, maybe on vacation, maybe on business, maybe school related, and then in an unexpected place you run into somebody you know and somebody who knows you? It's a good feeling to do that, and it's an unexpected pleasure to be known by somebody. Hallelujah. It's good to be in a strange airport. My first name is Russell, and for somebody to say, "Russell," I look up and it's somebody I went to school with. It is a blessing to be known. This scripture here in 1 Corinthians, verse 12, "For now we see through a glass darkly." We don't see the whole picture. I don't know what's going on in the parking lot. We just see a little bit. Even in the sanctuary, I see in part. I know in part. But I can't read nobody's mind in here. Hallelujah. But when, and then face to face, now I know in part, then shall I know even as I am known. Emphasis on even as I am known. And then I'll skip down to that last, next to the last. Well, let me do the first. Let me just do the first verse of Psalm 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Simple topic, known by God. Now you think about that and you say, well, yeah, that's simple. I've known that since a child. Yeah, it is. But think about the enormity of it, that the God of the whole universe, they're still trying to figure out things in the universe. They still don't know things in the bottom of the sea. Every couple of months, they find a new creature they had never even heard of before. And they talk about how strange, how beautiful, how colorful it is. And they have all these instruments. They have all these technologies. And they have begun to scratch the surface on God's creation here on earth. And just think, the Lord we serve, the heavens of heaven cannot contain him. He's a great big God. He sits high, but praise God, he looks low. I'm known by God. Hallelujah. And not only do we like to be known and somebody seeing you at the airport in a strange city and calling out your name, but it says in Psalm 139, he understandeth my thought afar off. We want to be understood, don't we? Hallelujah. We want somebody to really know us. And many times, a lot of problems in life come in relationships, in marriages, in families, in people we are very close to because, hallelujah, we don't feel known. We don't feel seen. We don't feel understood by the person we really do love, praise God. And sometimes, hallelujah, on the same side of the equation, that other person does not feel known or seen or understood on our part. Hallelujah. And the Lord we serve, hallelujah, knows us now, according to 1 Corinthians 13, in the way, hallelujah, that we're going to know after a while. In other words, he knows us in toto. He knows our motivations. He knows our secret thoughts. He knows the stuff that we don't want written on that wall. He knows, hallelujah, our quiet needs, hallelujah. And, you know, when I called myself Court and First Lady Renita, we've been married a long time. The Lord allows on June 30, it'll be 47 years. Hallelujah. She don't look like it, but I do. But I thank God for 47 years as of June 3rd, if the Lord allows. I thank the Lord that when we got married, she was 19. I was 21, praise the Lord. And we just started our life. We were just like two kids playing house. And when we got married, I graduated May 6th. We got married June 3rd. I moved away sometime later that summer to get us a place because I was going to law school in Columbus, Ohio. We were both Nashville natives. Hallelujah. I hadn't been much out of Tennessee in my whole life. But I asked her before we got married, are you sure? Do you want me to take this scholarship to law school? I said, I can continue the job I have. I had a good job at UPS. I can continue that job. Hallelujah. I can go to the night law school, the Nashville School of Law in due time. And she said, let's take the scholarship. I said, okay, let's go for it. And the Lord blessed us, praise the Lord. And we went up there. Hallelujah. And the Lord blessed us and he opened doors. Hallelujah. And God gave us a church and God gave us people in the church and they blessed us. Hallelujah. And sometimes it was just miraculous how things came into our hands and God gave us his favor. How the people we didn't know, who didn't know us, didn't know anything about us. Hallelujah. We came, hallelujah, with a slight recommendation from our pastor, but that pastor didn't know our pastor. It was through a intermediary that we got there and God blessed us, praise God. When cars got broke down, we had people to help us, praise God. One brother lent us a car for 6 months, rent free. We didn't ask for it, but we sure did accept it in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All these kinds of things happen, hallelujah, in the face of people who really didn't know us. Praise God. How much the more will our God who knows everything about us? I was getting ready to say when I was called myself courting her, I used to go and quote from Elizabeth Barrett Browning, the sonnets of the Portuguese, and it started out like this. I can't quote the whole thing like I used to back then, but it started out like this. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach. I love you. Hallelujah. Then it gets to this part. I'm skipping a little bit. It gets to this part. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need. Hallelujah. And that's what it means to be known by God. Hallelujah. That need, praise God. That feeling of how am I going to make it? That feeling of I'm hurting so bad. Either physically or emotionally. How am I going to get to where I'm trying to get to? Hallelujah. How am I going to rejoice in you, Lord, when this is going on and that's going on? What about this thing that happened years ago when I was in the fifth grade or the seventh grade or whenever it happened? Hallelujah. And I'm still feeling some kind of way about it. How can I go forward? How can I really, really forgive? How can I be whole? How can I be healed? How can I be delivered? How can the snare be broken? How can this thing that the enemy be meant for evil be turned into something good? Lord, deal with me right where I am, Lord. Hallelujah. I know you can do it because you really, 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 really know me. Hallelujah. You understand my thoughts afar off, and sometimes those thoughts are not all that pretty. Hallelujah. But yet, in your frailty, hallelujah, God's mind does not get changed about us. He still loves us. Hallelujah. Even though we've come short of his glory, he knows us. He knows our quiet needs. He knows what's going through our minds. He knows how we feel about this person and that situation and this thing and this opportunity and what makes us nervous and what makes us scared and what makes us mad and what makes us want to shut down. Hallelujah. And yet, in all of that, praise God, he makes a way seemingly out of no way. He knows how to deal with us just where we are. Praise the Lord. Even this morning, hallelujah. As I got up, praise God, I had a full day yesterday. I'm thankful for that. I was able to officiate a wedding. I did some things I normally don't do on Saturday because Saturday is a rest day for an old man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get recharged, but I had a full day of activity, a full day. And then toward the end of the day, when we were at the wedding reception, beautiful. Opryland Hotel, everything was beautiful. The people were beautiful. We had great fellowship. Nothing to complain. Food delicious. No complaints whatsoever. I get up out of my seat and had some kind of catch or something in my body, and I could not hardly even walk. Ain't nothing wrong with my back. Ain't nothing wrong with my hip. I don't have a knee injury, but I couldn't walk hardly. It was pain, just out of the blue. And you at Opryland Hotel, you got to walk a long way everywhere. We found our car, and we went home. Of course, First Lady, we had a separate car. She had to do something else. You know she always got to do something else. I went home, praise the Lord, and still having that problem. Hallelujah. Run the little bubbles on it, or jacuzzi, whatever, on my hip. It didn't feel no better. Got up this morning, did the same thing again. It didn't feel no better. I said, you know what, maybe I need to get on my knees and tell the God who knows me. Hallelujah. Because I don't want to call Elder Jackson or Elder Holden at the last minute and say, y'all, I can't go today. And I called on the Lord. And I said, Lord, I can't figure out what this is. I know it in my spirit is not something serious, but today I need some relief. Please, Lord. About 5 minutes later, I felt better. By the time I got to church, look, I can't run or nothing, but I can do that. What's my point? He knows me. He didn't bless me because I'm perfect. He didn't bless me because I have pleased him in every iota of my life. He didn't bless me because I gave him every quiet need. He blessed me because he knows me, and he knew, praise God, that I would praise him if he gave me a little bit of relief. And sometimes all we need is a little bit of relief. Sometimes we got to see the light at the end of the tunnel, praise God, and we can take a step, and he can give us strength to make another step, and we can take another step, and we can praise him a little bit, and we can lift him up, and we can praise him, hallelujah, with everything that we get, because he's able, hallelujah, he's able, praise God, hallelujah. And I'm so glad that great God knows me, hallelujah, and all my little quirks, all of my idiosyncrasies, and all my little Russellisms, praise God, he knows me, hallelujah. Because he searched me, the scripture said, and know me. Hallelujah. He knows all about us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he knows how to bless us like nobody else can. Hallelujah. We're blessed people. We have families. Praise God. Most of us came up in situations where God put people strategically in our lives to bless us. In my case, it was mom and dad, older siblings, teachers, coaches, librarians, praise God, hallelujah, that helped me, that blessed me. Had some awesome aunties when I was little, praise God, that blessed me, praise the Lord. And the Lord, hallelujah, have dealt with it. And whoever it was, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if it were mom and dad? But sometimes it's not mom and dad. Sometimes it's grandmama. Sometimes it's teacher. Sometimes it's coach, hallelujah. Sometimes it's the least likely person that you would have thought. Then you might not even find out till later that that person was on their knees praying for you, putting you on the altar, praise God, calling out your name, hallelujah, at the throne of grace. Lord, bless John, bless Susie, bless Keisha, bless And that person, praise God, interceded for you. Not because they knew you, but they knew a God who knew you, praise God. And they blessed you and called on your name, praise God. I used to hear my mama praying for me, hallelujah, calling out my name, calling out my siblings' name. Praise God. It did wonders for my soul, praise God, to know, hallelujah, that somebody loved me enough, hallelujah, to cry over me, to pray over me, to hope big things for me, to dream, hallelujah, big dreams for me, to believe, hallelujah, praise God, that we didn't always have to stay in the housing projects, to believe, hallelujah, there was a way out and a way up, praise God, hallelujah, and we need somebody in our lives, praise the Lord, to bless us. I had friends, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, who had parents, hallelujah, who were college graduates, praise God. My parents, praise God, were high school graduates, but I wanted to go to college. And when I saw other people, my friends' parents who had gone, hallelujah, some high degrees beyond undergraduate school, and then my mom and them pushing me, hallelujah. So they were pushing me, then I could see something, praise God. They were pushing me, praise God. You better not bring no C's or B's home on the report card, hallelujah. They were pushing me, praise God. And the Lord opened doors. And then something small, hallelujah, can happen in your life to open the door to something big. So in the middle of being in the housing projects, praise God, when I was about 8 years old, I had something small that opened a door for me. It's called a library car. They used to bring the bookmobile into the projects every 2 weeks. Now back now you can go and get 20 books out. Back then, you could get 4. Hallelujah. And you had to bring them back in 2 weeks. And they added up fines and all that. I get the books out of the bookmobile, my 4 books. I didn't get these little kiddie books. I got the biggest books I could get. Biographies. Books about Magellan. Books about Frederick Douglass, and I would read them. And I'd be so excited to get them because I had people pushing me, I had people praying for me that I have those books read in 2 days. Hallelujah, 200 page books, 2 of them read in 2 days, and then I had to wait till the bookmobile came to the end. But when the bookmobile came again, I ran to the bookmobile because I wanted to have first dibs on whatever books they had, and I want to return my books, hallelujah, on time, hallelujah. And then when I read about Marco Polo, I read about Magellan circumnavigating the globe, and then I look at the brick old blocks in the housing project and say, oh, there's a world out there bigger than this. And then I began to go to Sunday school, and they would pray over me. Hallelujah. And they would talk about how great God is, how big God is. Hallelujah. And I began to believe it because my mama told me it was true. And my mama said, don't be afraid of nothing or nobody but God, praise God. And so I'm the littlest kid in the school, but I had to fight the bully. All the big boys scared of the bully. I had to fight them because my mama said, don't let them take your lunch money. Hallelujah. I ate every day, y'all. I came home with some bloody noses and stuff. Hallelujah. But it's a great big car. There was all kind of stuff in those neighborhoods. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All kind of guns and knives and switchblades and whatever. Brass knuckles. Hallelujah. But I came out whole. By God's grace, because I was known by a God who is big, and you have a similar testimony, maybe a more compelling story of how God brought you through. And it's a wonderful thing. You know, I mentioned earlier, my wife, By God's grace, if we both live to June 3rd, we'll be married 47 years. Praise God. There are times when I don't understand her. It's not her fault, it's mine. And there are times when she doesn't understand me. It's not her fault, it's mine. And then, hallelujah, I have to go to the Lord and say, Lord, don't let me say the wrong thing. Don't let me make this worse than it already is. Lord, just give me the power to keep my mouth shut. Brothers, listen to me. Hallelujah. Keep your mouth shut sometimes. Praise God. You can't respond to everything you want to respond to. And then you'll have some peace. And then God will give you some wisdom if you wait on the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. God will give you a scripture. God give you some comfort. God give you, hallelujah, some assessment that you and in your own strength can't come through. And God will bring you through something that seems traumatic. Hallelujah. And the next thing you know, just like my little hip catch, you'll be walking around just fine. Don't make it worse. Understand that God, hallelujah, knows all about you and you and you and you and you. And he delights to bless you. Hallelujah. And it's an awesome thing. The thing that struck me most as I was praying about what to preach is this verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 13. But then shall I know even as I am known. In other words, God ain't got to learn nothing else about me. After a while, we'll know more. But he knows everything about me. He knows all what pushes my buttons. He knows all what pushes your buttons. He knows the people in your life that mean you good. He knows the people in your life that don't really mean you well. He knows, hallelujah, the things that you will confront. He knows the things, praise God, that are a struggle and a challenge for you. He knows, praise God, hallelujah, the snares that come through the generations, praise God, and we have to deal with generational things, praise God, because we don't want that unwholesome history to repeat itself in your life. And it can be something, hallelujah, as simple as a family that has a lot of high tempers. Or it could be a family that has a lot of problems holding down jobs. Or it could be a family, praise God, that ended up having lots and lots and lots of children outside of marriage. It could be all kinds of things that you have to look at, hallelujah, and say to the Lord, Lord, help me not to go that way. Hallelujah. I want to have a drama-free life. You signal me, baby, because I need to. My wife gives me signals sometimes. Guess what? I'm looking off somewhere else. But praise the Lord. The God that knows us, that knows every hair on our head. Quick story, I'm going to sit down. Hallelujah. There's a man in the Old Testament. In Judges, the 13th chapter, hallelujah, he was a married man, and they had an angelic visitation, hallelujah, and they had not been able to have children. Long story short, they had a child, his name was Samson, hallelujah, and Samson grew up to be strong. No razor had ever touched his head, and they tried their best to raise him in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But Samson had something in him that craved the women, hallelujah, that he wasn't supposed to crave. And his parents said to him, don't you ever, and I'm going to paraphrase, want one of these church girls? But the Bible said that God put this in him to want these sisters, these ladies, that weren't really church folks. And that's all he wanted. He did it because the Lord wanted to use Samson as a champion to strike a blow against all these people where these women came from that he craved. Hallelujah. And so that's what got him in trouble. That's what got his hair cut off. That's what got his eyes put out. That would get him churning out grain like a ox or some kind of animal. Praise God. Hallelujah. But his parents had taught him about the Lord. So they cut his hair off, which was the secret of his strength. But his hair began to grow back. They could cut off his hair, but they couldn't do anything about the roots. His hair grew back. He ended up at the end bringing down this whole building on top of all the Philistines. And he killed more people in that event than he had before that, hallelujah, because the Lord knew what was in Samson, and he put stuff in Samson that would necessarily not be things that we would have hoped, because he had a purpose. There's something in you that God wants to use, and nobody around you recognizes what it is or what God can do with it. They might say, oh, he does good in this area. He does pretty well. But God wants to superabound something that's already in you that he knows and he has a purpose for it. Praise God. And nobody else can see it. They can't see the fullness of it. They get a glimpse of it. But God can see the whole thing. Everybody else can know in part, but he knows in full, praise God, what he's trying to do in your life, praise God. And somebody will downplay you and say, well, she's just this, hallelujah. And he's just that, hallelujah. And God is trying to say that there's something greater going on in you, praise the Lord. And when God, hallelujah, puts something in you, when God ordains you and purposes you for something, and sometimes he has to repurpose us. He has to reclaim us from mistakes that we make, from missteps, from going off the path for a little while, and then bring us back to his original design for us, praise the Lord, because he knows us, hallelujah, and he loves us, and he wants to do something unbelievable, unprecedented, maybe even in your family with you, and bless you beyond measure, praise God, and we're known of God, hallelujah. David said, the author of Psalm 139, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know every thought I think before I think it. You understand it. My ways. You know, hallelujah, all about me. Sometimes we can't figure ourselves out, right? Sometimes we say something crazy. You say, why did I say that? Why did I keep my mouth shut? Hallelujah. And the Lord is trying to let us know that he knows us. And here's the beautiful part. He knows everything about us. All the dirt, all the stuff we think, all the attitude, all the ugly side of whoever you are, hallelujah. And still, he loves us. And he wants us to love him, hallelujah. And it's not just about what he wants to do in us, hallelujah. Because at the beginning of chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, he's talked about if you can do all these exploits, if you can cause mountains to move, even if you give your body to be burned for the sake of the Lord, but you have not love, if you don't have God's love, hallelujah, it doesn't profit you anything. that you become like a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Hallelujah. And that God is not pleased by exploits. God is not pleased by performance. He's not pleased with external things. He's pleased, hallelujah, when something in the inside of you propels you to do the acts of kindness. It propels you to be faithful over a few things. Propels you, hallelujah, to praise him while your heart is breaking. He does that, hallelujah, because he knows us. At your lowest moment, you're going to be known by God. Isn't that a beautiful thought? You can't get two thoughts together. You can't get yourself together. You can't fix it. You can't work it out. Hallelujah. Every time you think you're feeling all right, you're crying. Hallelujah. You can't get over. You can't get past something. Praise God. A breakup. Hallelujah. A death. Somebody in your family sick. A setback. A mistreatment. A loss of a scholarship. All of these kinds of things that can help happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And yet, in all of that, he knows all about and he delights to bless us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's an awesome thing for ordinary folks like us to be known by a holy and a great God. A God, hallelujah, the heavens of heavens cannot contain. A God, hallelujah, that spoke, I'll say billions, it could be trillions, galaxies into existence. Who knows every edge of the universe. Hallelujah. And he knows every thought you think before you think it. Hallelujah. Known by God. And all God's people said. All God's people said. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask your blessing and your sanctification of your word in the hearts of your people. Lord, do something this week in the hearts and minds and lives of your people, the bodies of your people, hallelujah, that they will know had to be from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.